Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to BLT, Business, Life, Transitions, the show that explores all the latest trends in your business, life, and our favorite topic, transitions. Hosted by Brian Basilico, the Director of Direction with B2B Interactive Marketing, and Jan Marino, CEO of High Gain Companies, Inc. And now it's time for some insightful conversation and interviews with your hosts, Brian and Jan.
Well, good morning, Jan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. And we didn't get the storms that were predicted. We got a lot of rain, but we didn't get the hail and all that.
Yeah, that's good. So it's
so
nice to have the...
farmers are happy.
Yes. Amen for that.
Amen.
So I thought this morning we'd talk about coaching a little bit. And we got a great guest that's going to be talking about blogging. But so do you have a coach?
Yes, I do. I do have a coach. And she is, I've been working with her for a couple of months. But I've had other coaches. And it, particularly for solopreneurs, I think that it's really important because to have someone to bounce ideas off or someone to help hold you accountable. I mean, we hold ourselves accountable, but we can be way too obsessive about things sometimes, and we overthink things, and that's
right.
Always been my challenge. Or we have a hard time focusing because there is so much to do, and we're doing it all, that
right.
a coach helps you zero in on, okay, what's the most important thing that you want to do for the next 90 days, that kind of thing. So, yes, I do, and it really helps me stay on course. How about you?
I actually have two coaches. I've got one coach that primarily focuses on the business aspect of what I do. And then I actually have a second coach, which is a digital marketing coach. And that's somebody who helps me focus on the digital products and the sales funnels and the online stuff that I'm doing. So it's really great because I've got somebody who's really into the technical side of things, and then I've got somebody who's really into the business side of things. So that's you know, and for me it's great because I need to focus on both of those, and they're really not stepping on each other's toes.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you had a coach?
Well, I've had a coach, actually had one for well over a year, and then I, you know, recently made a switch because, you know, that was great because it got me to a particular point, but then, you know, I kind of started going stagnant. So so now these coaches are relatively new, but they're fabulous, just loving it.
And now do you also offer coaching services in your practice?
I do. Yeah, and my coaching is very specific. As a matter of fact, I was talking with another business coach yesterday who does more of the business side of things, of the strategic side of things. Mine is very specific, and that specific is that it's strictly on online marketing. So it's geared towards small to medium-sized businesses, and it's really about using things like blogging, like podcasting, like, you know, online marketing to drive more traffic to your website and capture more customers. So it's very, very specific on that thing. How about yourself?
Well, I have my coach's certificate and I got it. I'm certified. And I got it, I think, almost 10 years ago. But here's the thing. I have kind of gotten away from and really don't even market myself as a business coach or career coach or anything, just simply because I wanted to go on to something else. So I employ coaches myself, but you know, I'm not a coach. So you know, it's great. I learned a lot, and it really helped me prepare myself to, you know, be a business owner. So,
awesome. Well, yeah. Speaking of coaching, we have somebody who coaches on blogging. Nina, are you with us?
I am.
And how
good
are
morning.
You doing today?
I'm good. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem. It's a pleasure. I know you as California, Nina, because we're on a call together, and there's Anita on California and Anina in New York. So how is it in California today?
It's hot today, actually. It's supposed to get up to almost 90 today, so it's
wow.
warm.
So tell us a little bit about you. How did you get into the whole blogging thing? I know you've got a great book and stuff like that that you've written, but how did you get into that?
I got into blogging back in like 2006 or so partly because of my business, because I had a business and I wanted to promote it and become more of an expert in that area. But even more so because I wanted to become a published author, and at the time the publishing industry was talking about what we now call author platform. It was a sort of a new thing at the time, and you needed to develop a potential readership in your target market before anyone would publish you, especially as a nonfiction author. And so anyone who wanted, was an aspiring author, really needed to get out there in any way they could. And the internet was, hadn't been around that long, but that seemed to be the place to build your platform. And blogging was a great way to do it, and continues to be a great way to get yourself out there. And as a business person, it works the same way. It's the way to reach your customers and your clients and to become more discoverable. So that's how I got started.
I'm looking
Anne,
at your website. It's great. I'm just looking at her website.
Which one? I have several.
this is your own .com.
NinaAmir.com.
Yeah.
So that's my umbrella for everything I do.
Yes.
Because what happened to me was I started, I didn't know what I know now, of course, and I started out first with, I had two static sites, which you can still find. We're getting them closed down 100%, but they
uh-huh.
were static sites. They were not WordPress uh-huh. sites, not blogs.
Right.
And that's what I started out with for my business.
Right.
Was a site called Copyright Communications, and then I had another called Pure Spirit Creations.
Uh-huh.
And then when I found out about blogging, I started a blog called As the Spirit Moves Me, which was on the practical spirituality and personal development side. And then I started one. First, it was just a challenge once a year, actually for a month, if you can believe that, that was called the Write Nonfiction in November Challenge. Now it's called National Nonfiction Writing Month. And when I realized after about a year or two that you didn't just blog for a month and then let it sit.
Right.
I was stupid because, again, I didn't really know what I was doing. And I created a second blog called Write Nonfiction Now, which was
uh-huh.
a challenge to write nonfiction all year long. And it took me many years till I realized I could combine the two into one blog.
Yes.
Which I did. And
yes.
Then when I had the idea for the book, How to Blog a Book, I created another website,
yes.
Another blog for that one because it really required its own space. And besides that, I have one on boys who dance because my son dances. And so in the end, I had to create an umbrella for everything I was doing
yes.
and figure out how all that worked. And so what I always tell authors and entrepreneurs when they're starting out is think ahead to all the things
right.
you might want to do because
yeah.
you're going to need an umbrella over everything. You need to brand for everything. And so NinaAmir.com came out of this need to consolidate.
Right.
And so when you click through to writing and publishing or to blogging, you end up at some of my other sites, but
right.
you can find everything in one place. But it's much easier to start the other way
right.
and to say,
yeah.
I'm going to have a blog or a website because, of course, a blog is a content management system. It's the easiest content management system or blog or website you can have, and to just, you know, really brand yourself there. And then if you need to branch out, fine, but to really think it through before you start, which I didn't know when I was starting out.
Yeah. Well, I think so many of us don't know. We are, I mean, I did the same thing, so don't feel bad. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Jan.
I was just wondering, are you in San Francisco? Are you in the Bay Area?
I am in the Bay Area, but I'm in the South Bay. I live between San Jose and Santa Cruz up in the mountains in Los Gatos.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's really...
I know. It's really
we feel
bad.
So bad for you, Nina.
Sorry for you.
I know.
Really. Well, I used to live in Danville, and so I worked at Bank of America, so I'm very familiar with the Bay Area, and when I was looking at your About You section, I thought I saw California, so good for you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so somebody's starting, you know, somebody wants to write a blog, and, you know, I hear this all the time from people, it's like, what am I going to blog about? I mean, what could I possibly, you know, why would people want to read about what I have to say?
So my answer to that really revolves around a few things. If they have to know what they want to accomplish with the blog. Now, if the blog is just what blogs started out to be, and it's an online journal, then they can blog about whatever they want to blog about. Mm-hmm. You know, they can just wander around and blog, and it doesn't really matter. However, if they want to create a business around their blog, if they want to become what I call blogpreneurs, then they have to get very focused. And so I ask them to think about things like their values, their passions, their interests, whether or not they ever want to write a book, because if you decide to have a business, very often you start thinking about a book because a book makes you an expert. It's the best business card you could ever hand out.
Mm-hmm.
So things like this, what kind of products and services might you want to offer? Once we have a clear idea of, you know, what you want to do with your blog and the things you're interested in, your values, your passions, your purpose. I like to talk to people about their calling, their mission. What do they want to do in the world that's important and meaningful? Once we have a picture of that, it becomes very simple to create what I call a blog plan, to come up with one or two, maybe three subject areas that are really important to them and that will serve them to get from where they are now to where they want to go with this blog, and to then create blog post topics around that. Because the best way to have a blog become successful is to blog consistently and often in a focused manner, meaning on one or two topics.
Mm-hmm. Jan?
So I hope that answers the question.
It does. I don't know if we might have lost Jan.
No,
so
I'm
ask.
Here.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Here.
I just heard some clicking.
No, I'm here.
All right,
I'm
no
here,
problem.
I'm here.
Do you have a question?
I was wondering, going back to, I guess it's a couple of things. First of all, when you start to blog, do you talk to people about kind of setting the tone for the rest of your blogs? It's like starting to tell a story at the beginning, or do you just think that people should just start blogging about different topics and just, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it is important to tell your story, but sometimes that can be told on your about page. It really depends what you're trying to accomplish with the blog. But, you know, your first blog post can be important or is important. And so you want to set the tone and you want to let people know you're an expert on something. And but sometimes that can be done just with the about page, and you can just dive right into your content and get moving that way. Go on.
Well, I was just going to say, aren't headlines really really, really important.
Oh yeah,
your blogs. I mean, because that's. I mean, because if you look at the like at LinkedIn, and you look at the amount of blogging, which I think is wonderful. I think that writing has taken off with blogging, and I think it's great. But you look at the amount of stuff that's out there, you know, in order to get someone's attention, I think there are two things, right? The visual that you put with it and the headline. So I'd like you to comment on that.
Right. So the visual, I believe, is what connects with the reader emotionally.
Yeah.
And so the visual is very important because it draws you in. It's interesting in a way that words are not. And so, and plus it can be pinned to Pinterest, which is important. You want something, you know, and even on all the social networks today, Facebook, Twitter, visuals are so important. So you
mm-hmm.
want to have that visual, and it's important what the that the visual be
mm-hmm.
a good one.
Mm-hmm.
As for the headline, yes, it needs to be compelling. It needs to really entice people in, but it also needs to have your search terms in it, your keywords. I like to talk about keywords as search terms because keywords, people get very, you know, stressed about.
Yes.
I don't understand keywords. What do I do with them? How do I find them? Are they good keywords? You know, they're really just things you put into the search engine. And if somebody wanted to find your blog post that you're writing today, what would they search for? What words would they use? And so that needs to be in your title. It also needs to be in the first paragraph of your blog post, and preferably to have that search term or something similar that people would be searching for in the subheadings of your blog post.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all really easy search engine optimization tools, which Brian probably knows more about than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I usually tell people. If you don't have a good headline, nobody's going to click through because that's what you're usually sharing. For instance, on Twitter, that's what's
right.
being shared. So, you know, you want to have it be something that attracts attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on that point, I just posted a podcast today on SEO. So anybody wants to listen to it, go to Bacon Podcast and you can learn about SEO.
Very good.
Excellent.
I will do that.
There you go. So, and I agree with you 110%. I mean, it really is, there's so much noise out there that creativity and just doing something different, because most people tend to say, you know, this is SEO. And that's, you know, I do that with the podcast because I'm not so worried about it. People are subscribing it for the content. But when it comes to blogging, one of my favorite recent created titles that I put up there is, it was about joint ventures, and I said, dude, pass me that joint, .. venture. You know, it just really got people's attention.
Yes.
That would.
That sounds good.
Especially Colorado and California. But, but that's the point. It's just, you know, you're doing something that just is completely catching people off guard or just,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's really the key. And then I think the other thing that I'd like to hear from you is about building authority, because – now, even if you're just blogging for your business, or maybe you're blogging to show your skill set to a potential employer and use that as something to talk about, you know, what you bring to the table if somebody's trying to hire you, talk about building that authority and why it's so important.
Well, it's all about authority, really. We talk about authority blogging because the blog can be your – you can become an authority just by blogging. I mean, look at me. I'm such a good example of this. I was not the authority on how to blog a book before I began that blog. I was
mm-hmm.
just a blogger, and not even that a successful blogger. I just had a couple of blogs, and then I had the idea to do this, you know, to actually write a book intentionally on my blog and to show other people how to do it. And within 4 months, by like month four and a half, I had number one Google status, meaning, you know, you could find me in the number one spot if you searched for anything to do with blogging a book, how to blog a book, blog-to-book deals, you know, on Google. And that alone gave me authority. That alone made me the expert in my field because when people searched for something, there I was. I was number one. And it was because I was blogging, as I said, in a, regularly on a consistent basis on one topic and one topic only. And I was blogging. My blog posts were always educational. They were always giving good information. They were always telling other people how to do this. And so no matter what your subject area or your industry, if you start a blog and you stay very focused on showing what you know, showing your expertise and sharing it in a very generous way, you will develop authority. You will become an expert. People will see you as an expert. They'll know, like, and trust you that you have information that is valuable to them. And yeah, that, I mean, if you're looking for a job, of course that's going to help you as well, because you're proving to an employer that you have this knowledge. But if you're looking for customers and clients, in addition, they're going to find you and see that you know, day in and day out are providing really great information on the topic that they're interested in. And so, mm-hmm. You know, it just, authority comes from you putting that information out there. And when it comes to platform, I see platform as a combination, and I want to talk about platform because it has to do with authority. When you write a blog post, you put it out there, and then you share it. And the amount of reach you get with that, so how often your piece is shared, begins to give you authority. So the more and more often your work is shared on the social networks, the more you're perceived as an authority, because other people are saying, wow, isn't this great? You need to read this. And so that builds authority. It's like you don't even have to have the resume. It's
right.
Just you have to have the great information. And people mm-hmm. share it, and suddenly you become an authority. And so, and you're also becoming more visible. So the visibility
right.
that comes with the blogging, and then the,
right.
the reach that comes with your posts being shared and your site
mm-hmm.
becoming shared and becoming more visible develops authority. And then from the authority, when you combine all three, the visibility, the reach, and the authority, you get influence.
Right.
And influence really is the culmination of this platform building. And you don't have to be an author to need platform. Everyone, you know, who wants to build a business online needs this platform. And once you have that influence, then what that means is people are listening to you and they're doing what you say, because we all listen to the influencers out there and think that they know something we don't, right? And so we should
mm-hmm.
pay attention to them and do what they say. So that's where it all comes together.
Well, we got about 5 minutes and wanted to ask, Jan, do you have a question, or I've got another one?
No, go ahead.
So what is the most common mistake you see when people start blogging? What do they start doing wrong?
Two things. One, they slap a free blog up there where they can't build a mailing list. And the mailing list can be your most important element. Is to, you know, I mean, you want people to subscribe to your blog posts, but more important is to have them subscribe to your mailing list, because then what they're doing is they're asking for you to contact them, not to just send them your blog post. So you want to be able to develop a mailing list. So you want to have a self-hosted blog like WordPress.com or anything else where you're paying for hosting. So that's number one, so that you have control over your blog and over your site and everything that happens there. Number two is that they blog in a very unfocused manner. They don't know in advance what they want to accomplish, and so they are blogging on 10 different topics, and they, you know, there's no plan. And so they sit down every day and they say, what am I going to write? And they just write about whatever's on the top of their head, rather than blogging about something, writing about something that their readers really want to know, and that's on one topic. so that that's what they get known for, because Google comes along and catalogs, you know, every one of those new blog posts. And so, you know, it's cataloging it for those search terms, for those keywords. And if you're writing on the same topic day in and day out, you will rise up in the search engine results pages very, very quickly. So I think, you know, and what goes along with that is not blogging often enough, blogging once a month or once every 2 weeks. When you start out, you need to blog a lot. You need to blog a minimum of twice a week, if not, you know, 3 to 5 times a week, just to get some, you know, just to get a place on the place there in Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was more than one thing, but those are the things I see.
All right, Jan, you're next.
Yes. Well, I'm again looking online and thinking about biggest challenge of bloggers is that they may go along for, you know, let's say a month or two and do really well with getting their blogs out, and then they sort of drop off. And that, you know, having that commitment, which is important, that's why it's important to have a coach, I think. One of the other reasons is to keep you focused and keep you in line or online to continue to come up with ideas and write more than one blog at a time and not wait till the very last minute, you know, to have to produce something. Because then chances are it's not going to be very good. It's not going to be very interesting. And it's something that you just put out there because you felt pressured to do it. And so I think all those things are important as well. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that there, you know, there's so many blogs started every day, and most
right.
of them fade off into oblivion because what people don't realize is that blogging is hard work.
Yeah,
in order to make it onto that first search engine results page on Google, you have to blog a lot. You have to
yes.
be committed. And you know, even to make it on the second or third page, I mean, just to become visible online, you have to do a lot. People are looking at their blogs and they're saying, nobody's reading me. I have 5 readers a day. Well, it takes months. It doesn't happen overnight. You have to blog a lot. And you have to, yeah, or years. It does. I mean, I remember waiting years to get 100 readers a day. Seriously.
Yes.
You know, 100 readers a day is a huge milestone. You hear people talking
yes.
about, I have tens of thousands of people every
yes.
day. That is unusual. That is not the norm. The majority
yes,
of bloggers
right.
are struggling
yes.
for 100 readers a day.
Right.
And yet if you can get to that point where you have 75 readers a day or 100 readers a day,
uh-huh.
you're doing really well. But you have
yes.
to stick with it. You have
right.
to write consistently every
right.
week. Every
right.
week.
So if people want to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to get a hold of you?
They can go to ninaamir.com. And they can contact me through there. My email address is pretty easy. It's nina@ninaamir.com, and that's ninaamir.com. And from ninaamir.com, they can find any one of my blogs on any one of my topics, and that's really the
awesome.
Easiest way.
All right, well, thanks so much for joining us today.
And, of course, they can find my books. Excuse me?
I was going to say thanks so much for joining us. We got about 20 seconds left, so I wanted to say thanks. It was a great interview. Appreciate you joining
yes,
us.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Take care, Nina.
Thank you.
All right. Another jam-packed session
good stuff.
Of information.
Really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, people just think
yeah.
that blogging is easy, and it's not.
Right. No, we
don't want to discourage people, but we want people to
right.
understand that it is such a powerful marketing tool.
Right. So have a great week, Jan.
Bye.
Okay, that's today's BLT, Business, Life, Transitions. You can contact Brian at bbasilico@me.com and Jan at jan.highgainco@gmail.com. Join us again next week for some more great insight about your business, your life, and your transitions. Till next time, thanks for tuning in.